Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies.
Yes, Sirski.
Y'all know what it is, man. Ain't no vegan shit, bro. It's pure 100% grade A beef today. We got to talk about, my goodness, West Coast versus Canada. Kendrick.
Up north.
K-Dot versus the Six versus Drake. Drizzy. BBL Drizzy, as they might say. Y'all already know how I'm coming. How did we get here, bro? What were they doing, man?
Well, after years of subliminals, right? I mean, what did we think was going to happen? Yeah, it's crazy. Do you have anything specifically you want to tell the folks? You know, what happened that made this happen?
You know, Kendrick, he on his two type of timing shit. You know, he either to himself or he wanted to murk somebody.
He is a Gemini, right?
That's true.
Woke up and chose violence. Yep.
So, one day, man, you know, Drake and J. Cole, they was in the studio. They was cooking up for all the dogs, you know. They got first-person shooter on there. They might have said some things that could be, you know, taken the wrong way from somebody else that, you know, thinks that they're in the same conversation, you know. You know, I feel like Kendrick felt like he was a little left out of that. And he was like, nah. Nah, not today, man. You know who else don't like this guy? Future and Metro. I'm going to hit them up real quick. I'm going to link up and we're going to see. He got a surprise feature on Like That and it's been shots ever since. Open fire ever since, man. I didn't even think it was that bad. He kind of came for him. He did his little poetic thing. You know how Kendrick do. But he made it apparent. You want to get into the track a little bit, what he said?
Fuck the big three. Nigga, it's just me. I agree with you that looking from a certain perspective, right? You know, people argue that Kendrick is the best. People argue J. Cole is the best. And people argue that Drake is the best, right? You know, it's an argument between them all. And for you to include the third best, right? But like not really include them, just kind of mention them and also goes on to where you're Muhammad Ali, all this is like, okay, like y'all really feel like we're on the same level when obviously one of them didn't feel like we're really on the same level. Like I'm better than y'all. I mean, that makes sense because, you know, people say rap is a competitive sport, right? So if you're competitive, sometimes you're like, I'm better than you. I bring this to the table. What do you bring? And Kendrick basically said that. Your best work is a light pack. Prince outlived Mike Jack. He obviously went in.
He had that energy, bro. It was.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
This was dirty. This is the dirtiest I've ever seen Kendrick do somebody, bro, because it was a thought out, bro. Like, not only was he like coming in with like the perfect energy, like perfect delivery, Metro being the conniving, he on his super villain wave, he over here plotting, he getting The Weeknd to go harmonize on this shit, bro. Like he getting Rick Ross to get on the track too. Like he getting everybody, bro, on here.
Yeah.
Just like Drake said, what is this, a 20v1?
Drake has worked with Kendrick, he's worked with all these people.
Everybody's especially just
Future. Yeah, Future is at one point was his homie. They've done a collab album together, What a Time to Be Alive. That's considered to some people a classic or like one of the early collab albums that were pushing music forward. And then they've done songs together. I mean, before the pandemic, of course, they did what's it called? Life is Good.
Life is Good
was a moment. People really liked that track. So obviously, Future and Drake have history as well. So it's interesting to see that.
Came as a surprise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It did.
For all of us. I mean, I was just like, damn, bro, are we really going in on him right now? I mean, I'm all for it. Every dog has their day, right? And they just decided to go at Drake, and it was all at once. And I was like, initially, I was all for it. But then, you know, after a while, I was like, man, they really just jumped him, bro. Straight up, like, musically. It took some points off the Kendrick side, man. It took a couple points off the board. But I feel like he got him right back pretty much after we got a response, right? Because Drake didn't respond right away. You know, we had J. Cole give a response. And how did that go? Drill. Tell me what your initial reaction to 7 Minute Drill was. And then we can get into what happened after.
I thought it was cool. You know, I mean, you know, it was J. Cole going super light, pretty much. Just basically, you know, saying Kendrick's albums aren't that good as people say they are. And how if he's ready, you know, to go to war, he was ready. And obviously, we saw what happened, right? like, I don't even know what to say, bro. That shit is so crazy. But I was talking to some homies, and they were saying, like, man, like, it was super surprising. And, yeah, I woke up, and I'm like, this nigga apologized? Like,
kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
She dropped the mixtape, right? Because My Delete Later is a mixtape. He basically dropped the mixtape. Let's say he was planning to do it anyway, right? But he dropped the mixtape that was hinting at beef. Again, talking about how he's the best. Dropped a whole song that obviously was targeted at Kendrick. Had Abso on the album that he's talking shit about Kendrick. So I feel like that was on purpose too, even though, you know, TDE and Dreamville are cool. It just seemed like, obviously, that mixtape had a lot of, like, connections to that verse and the beef situation, right? So it changed a lot, right? A few days after, right? Like, what the fuck?
Bro went outside, man. And it was like, Kendrick gave him a chance, bro. He was like, you know, fuck the big three. So he sent out a shot to Cole and Drake, right? So they both had a chance. And essentially what it came down to, what Cole's explanation was that his team kind of told him that, like, he should respond. It didn't come from him, didn't come from his soul, didn't sit right with him, and he just wanted to apologize. I get it, but it should never get to that point where you have to backtrack on things you're saying. And also, this man J. Cole be talking shit on every track. I'm the best rapper. Nobody can come for me. Nobody can see me. And the moment he gets challenged, he backpedaling harder than Jalen Ramsey, bro. Like,
I like J. Cole's music, man. So it was kind of disappointing, but at the same time, I understood, you know, as hip-hop fans, we know J. Cole and Kendrick, they work together. High Power. They did the covers of each other's tracks. Forbidden Fruit, right, on Born Sinner. Yep. So it's like at one point, they were supposed to do a collab album and everything. It's just like, even when First Person Shooter and on the For All My Dogs Deluxe, like, he had another track, I think, with J. Cole on there. It's like, you're working with someone, and J. Cole and Drake have worked in the past, right? But it's like, at one point, you were going to make an album with Kendrick. Like, you guys were in the same lane, in the sense that people saw. So it was interesting to see that people have thought that J. Cole and Drake have had beef in the past or subliminals, right? So then you make up with him, and then you're trying to diss Kendrick, and then you go end up apologizing. I think it adds a whole nother layer. I feel like he did kind of go outside, but at the same time, I feel it, right?
Nah, well, that's what he's about too. And it's like,
yes,
he's like, how come two legends can't coexist? That comes from him, bro. So it's like, it did seem a little out of character to start swinging on Kendrick, even though Kendrick did call him out. And I wish he would have just been able to do that himself, but you know, you'll notice this with, like, rappers and artists that are, like, so big that their team pushes a lot of ideas and a lot of things forward, you know? J. Cole even said it on this mixtape that if it wasn't for my team, I'd probably be sitting on all these raps that I got and I wouldn't even put them out. He literally just said that on that album. So, like, it just, like, it kind of connected a little too much, and just, like, he just seemed like a genuine guy who just don't really want to be involved. And somebody said he got out of there before he got called white. Maybe that was it. You know, I don't know. I'm just playing.
I also think that J. Cole, he works with TDE. I've had it in the past, right, where you're beefing with someone because people say certain things about you, or something is said, especially because you're hanging out with someone who, a friend of yours, or at one point, someone you maybe consider more of an ally, right? And you're hanging out with someone who's an op, or someone who we're, like, going back and forth, but, like, it's not a full-on beef, right? You're kicking it with them, and then you're also on the track saying, well, we're the big three, but where am I at on the track? Also, like, we haven't collabed in years, so you're working with this nigga, but you ain't working with me? You feel me? I think maybe J. Cole kind of realized, like, this ain't really my war, you feel me? Because at this point, like you said, it might get messy. Because as we see now, it's getting messy. Drake responded, and what did he say?
Did he respond, or did somebody force him to respond? Because I don't even know if bro was ready for that. And the final version came out, right? But on Twitter, if you wasn't on Twitter, you wasn't on the internet, you were not going to be able to see this reply, you know?
That's real.
Kendrick's came out on streaming, and if you weren't, like, tuned into the right channels, you weren't even going to know that Drake said anything back. So I'm sure there's still people living in ignorance to this day, but you can find it now. The unofficial name, I think, is Push Ups. I mean, it's messy, bro. He came with heat. I've been trying to say, let's be real, I'm Team Kendrick. I've been trying to say that he couldn't come with anything hard enough, but he came hard enough. There's plenty of jabs in here. Direct responses to the verse. He replied to the big three part where he's like, pipsqueak, pipe down, there ain't no big three. He replied to the better come with three switches. part. He said, fuck a switch. My chain always stay on my neck. Kendrick's talking about pulling chains and burning tattoos.
Pulling chains, yeah, because Kendrick was talking about pulling chains and stuff. So he made sure to point his strap back, basically say like, yeah, I see what you're saying. Let me point it back. Because he also touched on the Prince thing, right? Prince and Mike Jackson said, what's a prince to a king? Because, you know, Michael Jackson's the king. So he made sure to let it be known, like, you saying I'm the king? Well, you the prince. And Prince is also the name of one of Michael Jackson's kids. Again, Drake, you know, we are not the biggest fans, but he has his moments and he has his tracks where he knows how to put it all together. Especially when it comes to a diss. People don't talk about W Freestyle as much, but when you do talk about the Pusha T beef, that was a big part of it. That was a solid track. Back to back. He knows how to make a catchy, even this one. This one's kind of catchy.
He hasn't had a bad, like, diss track. The other one you were talking about was Duppy Freestyle, right? It wasn't bad. He just got outclassed in that one. He was supposed to reply, and then his exec told him not to drop.
Jay Prince. Getting into this, you know, Jay Prince is a legend. Like, he goes behind the scenes and make things happen, right? Especially at one point when Drake was Cash Money. That was, like, one of the hardcore connections he had, because sometimes to be in the rap industry, right, you got to have some type of connections or some type of click you roll with, or else people will push you to the side. Even Kendrick, he touches on that on this, like, Top Dog. You listen to Kendrick's music, right? Duckworth, all that shit. Top Dog is behind Kendrick. Each one of these signs have their own connections. But they both kind of separated from that. But
Yeah, he said, because Top told you, drop and give me 50 likes and push-ups. And then he goes, like Kendrick on the song with Kodak Black. You love me like, you know?
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill. And then he called his last one a brick. So he didn't take it to J. Cole extremes, where J. Cole said To Pimp a Butterfly was a snoozer. I know that got everybody up in arms.
Well, hold up, though. He did say fuck what J. Cole said as far as the apology. That shit was whack. So he did kind of double down on that. And I thought that was interesting, too, because J. Cole opened that up for discussion. We saw on Twitter, we saw everywhere, some people were switching. Some people finally had an opinion out of nowhere that To Pimp a Butterfly is whack. J. Cole kind of opened that, and Drake went full on with it on this diss a little bit, basically saying, like, fuck with J. Cole apologizing about, like, that shit's overhyped, like people are saying, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. So he did double down on that, but he did also say, your new shit is...
Which, like, come on, let's be honest, bro. Like, does Drake really be listening?
Do a lot of people?
The answer is no. You know,
that's what this showed me. For surely.
You think
7 minute drill, all that shit? Yeah, for surely. Like, I'm a Kendrick fan. I grew up listening to Kendrick. I think Kendrick's is one of my, if not my favorite rapper, right? Even seeing sometimes with Kendrick fans, they're denying that this is a solid track. Like, he touched on everything. He also went back and forth with Future, Weeknd. And I think they kind of knew this was going to happen because they kind of said it. You have leaks in your camp. I think that's why they're all, like, posting, like, laughing shit. Like, well, we knew this was coming, right? And he leaked it himself. And that's why I think someone like Rick Ross, who's responded already with Champagne Moments, right? He was ready. He was so ready, probably because he knew this was coming. Because we don't trust you. We see what's coming, right? We don't trust you. We know what's coming. We know you're talk to all our hoes and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's messy as hell.
Don't forget, he told Metro to shut up and play some drums. So
yeah, that was great.
Non-stop trolling him. One thing I will say about this track that I'm going to ding it on, because, you know, it had its moments, but also there's a lot of stuff around this, like, whole beef that it just feels very fake and just feels very, like, crafted. The fact that he had, like, academics doing fucking press run for him, basically, on, like, breaking down, like, all the bars and, like, all the shit, and, like, everybody was tuning in to academics.
Rory Amal, that's another one, Rory. Like, you were not got all the with press, people. Yeah.
But with like that, you know, that was pure, like, that was buzz, you know, and that was, like, real, it felt like. And then once he got into Drake's camp, man, it just started to feel real phony. I don't know if y'all seen that. If you are in the proper channels, you would see that Kendrick had dropped a response, but it was actually an AI. And Rory Amal were still pushing that AI track was an official Kendrick response. And Drake was over there commenting on it too, being like, wait till y'all find out it's the real one. And it wasn't. So we still waiting on that Kendrick response. Drake's camp looks a little goofy. If Drake stays off of social media, because Kendrick don't be on social media, man. Drake just be type. Oh, I'm going to post another meme about Rick Ross. Here's another meme about Metro. You're watering it down, man. Let the verse speak for itself.
I mean, we know how it is. One of the artists are more integrated with being more in the limelight or being more like, you know, on social media and stuff. You know, like you said, Kendrick is low key. A big moment was people finding out that he posts on the spam a lot. It was like, oh, look at Kendrick, you know, doing push-ups, which I think is funny that this is dropping Give Me 50 because that was like a funny moment too. And this is where I give Drake props. They put him in a position where he had to say something. He said something and it was dope. It's cool to see the responses. It's cool to see everyone talking about it because we've been saying like hip hop for the masses, it's been dry. So this is like invigorating for a lot of people. Like for us, we're constantly like checking out. There's a bunch of other artists, but like this is like, oh, everyone's talking about this. And especially with Like That, that was a moment. So to see it followed up on, and then Rick Ross and The Weeknd is responding and everything, is like, dude, everyone's in on this. And I don't know where we're gonna go because this was a crazy diss, and I think that Like That was a verse, right? So you got to take that in perspective. Like, how is Kendrick gonna follow up track wise?
Yeah,
we've seen Rick Ross do it like with Champagne Moments, but it's Rick Ross. He's a target, but he's not like the full target, right? So it's like he's responding and he did it pretty quick. And he had a different level of pressure.
He was like this much of a blip in the song. So I would like to see Kendrick do pretty much the same thing that Drake did, you know, like kind of respond to the track, have some bars in response, you know, exchanging shots. And then, you know, if you got extra dirt, man, you know, let us know, man. Like, I want to indulge in some gossip from here to there. You know, I don't care. I mean, I let Drake's gossip fly on here where he's basically saying, you know, Kendrick's numbers for the money he makes, like, I guess he knows his contract. We just have to take his word
for it. That's been a thing, too. That's kind of crazy, though. That's been a thing. Like, people have been said, like, Kendrick has, like, a bad contract with TDE. Yeah. And that's part of the reason why he, you know, he wanted to leave and do PG Lang and stuff. So now that he's out of that contract, I think it's interesting that Drake is, that's a big focus. That's a big focus of the track, basically. Like, Top Dog and Interscope is taking 50% of your money, especially when you was working with him. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, that was crazy.
And then the other one is, I be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Potentially a reference to Kendrick's wife. I just want to know, like, bro, you didn't learn your lesson when they did you dirty last time talking about somebody's wife? It better not be about nobody's wife.
Yeah, hopefully not. I mean, maybe, yeah, maybe he just talking about a bunch of artists that are big, basically, like, I'm big time. Hopefully it was that. But yeah, last time you mentioned someone's wife, look at what happened. Pusha T. So
at the same time, never forget.
At the same time, you brought up the AI leaks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of those things where, and I was having this conversation with a few bros, right? One, the hype kind of dies down with each AI leak because it's like, oh, like people are thinking it could be real. Then they're looking at the lyrics and like, oh, it's not really real anyway. But two is like, I know Kendrick probably has other things to say, but you're taking some of the things that Kendrick could say, which is why I think it's interesting that this is really happening on this level. You're taking some of the kill shots or some of the line. I'm not saying, of course, Kendrick's not going to do it like that. But it's like, at this point, when Kendrick does drop, we've seen like 3-2 AI leaks get
He's got to do different things. Yeah, like you.
Yeah,
like, you
said, like it's almost like when someone's songs actually does leak, it's like, okay, well, we know what you're going to drop now. Like, you either have to scrap it or you have to like put something else together and like remix it. Like,
he does it in his own way. Like, you could see from the Like That verse, you know, how he's making like comments like, there's a lot of goofies with a check. Like, he's talking about a dog who's got a Nike deal. You know, like, he says it in like a way that nobody's really going to be able to one for one like do a Kendrick verse, right? But I totally get what you're saying. Like, you taking the fun out of it, essentially. I think that it would hurt Drake more than it would hurt Kendrick if they were dropping like Drake AI, because I think all that Drake has really is like, yeah, he's got a couple witty lines here and there, but a lot of it is just him talking, bro. Like, he really just be talking. He's like, oh, you size 7 foot and how you a big stepper, you know? Or let's do a verse for the Swifties. Bro, you literally was in an Apple Music commercial singing some Taylor Swift. Don't be talking reckless, bro.
And he's giving Taylor Swift props because everyone knows, like, she does numbers, bro. So, I mean,
Exactly, bro. I really felt like on his verse, on his diss, he wasn't, like, as, like, poetic or, like, crazy with it like Kendrick can get. So I feel like Kendrick would suffer less from people dropping AI tracks just because you don't know what he's doing, bro. Like, no matter how many times I think that I kind of know what Kendrick might drop, bro, I get proved wrong, bro. Like, drop the Heart Part 5, completely different than Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. You know, he went one way and then he went left. He's going one way on Like That. You know he about to go crazy with it on the track that he releases. So I hate the AI shit, bro. Like, yeah. Rap beef is going to be dead in like few years, bro. You get it out while we can, buddy.
Of course, yeah. AI is not going to write music exactly like Kendrick or go from Kendrick's angle, because there's a bunch of things that Kendrick is saying. But it's like, picture if like Kendrick does drop a track, he's saying some of the things that the AI said just in a different way, right? Or like the person that did AI rap like Kendrick said in a different way. Some people might be like, well, the AI already said that.
People are already kind of saying, when like people like get their tweets off and they be like, saying shit, they're like, oh, Twitter is writing Kendrick a verse for him right now. You guys giving him more material, you know, like you can't just let them go. And in a way, I mean, we're just so surrounded by information. Yeah, you do take in some of the stuff from the AI track or from what people discussing online. And it's almost impossible to like not do that unless you like note it down, like, don't mention this. So-and-so on Twitter already wrote this, like, don't do this, you know? But, like, yeah, it murks the water a little bit. So I hope he just goes away for 2 months and just doesn't say anything and then just drops.
Could be that. You know, it could be that. I could see it.
On some ether shit.
I don't
know.
Like, I think it's going to be interesting because a lot of Drake's disses, and even with Rick Ross, right, he's followed up because Rick Ross kind of opened it up. But Rick Ross kind of said, like, you're going to say, like, I make more money than you. That's Drake's big thing. And this whole diss track was basically, like, you have someone taking 50% of your money when you were with Interscope and when you were with Top Dog. Drop and give me 50. That's his main approach. Like, I'm the number one, you're number whatever you are, and I have this. You don't. I've been able to buy myself out of this contract, or I was able to drop as many albums I could to get out this deal with Cash Money. You just did. And because of that, I can still talk about it, right? And, or like we were saying, like, he mentions Top, like, Top was trying to, like, talk about it, but fuck that, now you on your own. I think that has something to do with it as well, because he's like, well, you're not on that label no more, you're going through a transition, let me attack you right now, because you said something, and I know you're not with them Top Dog niggas no more fully, so let's see where you at. So I think, that's what I'm saying, I fuck with it, because put him on the spot. He responded to a bunch of people, but he did obviously have his target on Kendrick because they've been throwing shots. So this is a moment, man. I'm excited because it's like, you know, even if, like you said, Kendrick just disappears and chooses just to wait and drop it when he wants to, I'm not tripping. I'm one of those people on patient.
I'm living good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're patient. We got other stuff to listen to and stuff. And I also just think, like, after a nigga attacks you because of your height, your money, Might have mentioned his wife, and then also goes off about a bunch of niggas and basically say, like, I'm giving you all the hits that you have. You got to come correct. So, because at this point, you got to move past the surface level stuff. And I think that's what Drake is opening it up for. Like, at this point, he's made it to where niggas can attack him for his nose job, like Rick Ross is saying, or whatever they suspect. Like, they can go at him personally. So Rick Ross is the first example of that. I want to see how Kendrick's going to do it, because people are saying online about some theories about him being, you know, into certain things and stuff. Like, he can go into that, but I want to see how he does it, because it's like, he might not even need that.
I don't think he does.
It doesn't even have to get messy.
He was talking about basically nothing about, like, how the man looked or anything like that. It was just kind of like a warning shot. So Kendrick has played it perfect to this point. You know, he got him out the paint, basically. You know, he got him acting a little crazy, you know, and now he's over here dissing with other people, making himself, in my opinion, look a little insecure.
You're jumping, though.
The shit with Rick Ross, where he posted his text with his mom, he called Rosé a racist.
I know, that's funny. You know, Drake is biracial.
It was funny,
white,
but...
You know, you're Jewish and black, so
the insecurity, you know, Rick Ross, man.
Rick Ross is posting him saying the N-word in a way that's like, why does he say it like that? Pusha T came at him about that, right? That was a big part of his diss. So it's like, I wonder if Kendrick's gonna attack that. Like, there's a bunch of ways you can go at it, but I'm not gonna say Drake is insecure, because it's like, this is part of hip hop. I agree. Like, if he wants to respond, especially when one of his biggest homies is pulling up an op. Kind of like I said with J. Cole. It's almost like with J. Cole, right? J. Cole, I'm not going to say is like a big homie, but like Kendrick was on Dreamville on Under the Sun with DaBaby and them. He did the hook for him and everything. Like, they've worked together. They're going to get, like I said, like one of my homies kind of to be an op, but not fully. Like, it wasn't like he was trying to be op, but like, especially at a certain point when Mike Delete later came out, you kind of got him to be an op, which it looked like he was on Drake's side, right? So I feel like Kendrick doing that with Future, when Future is a known Drake associate, right? Or like, and even Drake saying this, like, I got y'all your hits and all this shit. It's like, nigga, if you in the, especially at one point when you was listening to hip hop back in the day, like Future, Rick Ross, all these niggas, they had props in the streets. Birdman, that's why, a part of the reason why Drake is so big now. Birdman, Lil Wayne, they got their stripes in the streets. Like, they were their street cred. That kind of helped Drake get in the hip hop lane. So I feel like these niggas kind of feel like, well, you might have gave us this crossover appeal, but we gave you that street appeal that you needed at one point. You not really like this, you feel me? I kind of think that's where Kendrick might go at it. Like, that's what he's saying. Like, you not like that. Like, that song is like, you not really like that. Like, Kendrick's a good kid from a mad city. He might be poetic. That's why it's interesting that he's trying to call him out for doing pop songs, right? But, like, Drake is, like, the pop hip-hop artist. So, while Kendrick is doing songs with Maroon 5 and Taylor Swift for a song on a feature, he's not putting that shit on his album. Mm-hmm. He's not getting Michael Jackson samples just to do that and then put it on his album to get pop appeal. Like, it's a different perspective. So, I think it...
Yeah.
Depending on how he responds, it could look worse. But, like, I think he gave him a lot of ammo to respond and also to get deep if he really wants to, because it's open now.
I mean, I just want to say that I don't think that the verse... or the push-ups reply was insecure. I think that the constant posting and like circle jerking with his buddies, that's the insecurity that I'm seeing. You know, Kendrick, drop the verse, you ain't gonna hear from me. Drake, or I've seen like Instagram posts or whatever, at least 20 times, bro. Like, who the fuck cares, bro? Let it talk for itself, bro. Like, that's the insecurity that I'm talking about. He letting Rick Ross get him all worked up, bro. Like, Rick Ross gonna be saying his shit, bro. Just let that man talk, bro. It's not even about him, bro. And it really should be a battle of the Titans. But this is where, I don't know if this is Kendrick's idea or Future's idea, Metro's idea. The idea to get a bunch of people to attack him at once was, like, the perfect strategy. Because now he's over here, like, low punching at these midgets when you need to be looking up, because Kendrick is right here, bro. You talking about he's a pipsqueak? Like, he is a giant, bro. You better be taking swings at him. You better be taking swings at him.
I think niggas really think, because Drake has the media and a lot of the masses, like, as far as like people casually listen to Drake a lot, so it's like a lot of people weren't feeling Mr. Raw. Like, I've seen that online a lot. Like, a lot of people were like, that's a weird album. Like, he came back and that's what he dropped. So it's like, I think Drake feels like he has that on his side. He has the media, obviously, because they cover him a lot more. Or who are you going to pick when it's a matter of Drake drops all the time and he's the biggest artist in the world, arguably, right? And then Kendrick, even though he's hip hop, he's like, and he's big, right? But he's not, it's a different level, especially at this point, right? So that's what I'm thinking. This is so cool, though, because it's like, just like other subliminals, but this was more direct, right? Drake could have moved past, dropped the DJ Khaled track with like a big diss on it, but kind of like moved past it, right? He dropped the track, even though it leaked. He dropped something. It was some bars on here. People knew about Kendrick's contract, but making it like a big known thing, because people didn't talk about it all the time. And people have always kind of said like Kendrick's contracts is shaky. Like, niggas knew that. So it's like, to focus on that, Kendrick has to say something. If he would have dropped some weak shit, like, it would be like, oh, I don't even have to say anything. Like, he has to say something now. If he doesn't, or if he does take too long, it might be, as far as the masses, people might be like, oh, he lost. But, like, really, be patient. Just like anything, be patient, man. It's going to come. Just like Drake took a little bit of time. Not everyone is, especially, like, you got to hear what someone's going to say. You feel me? It's like, you got to, like, come back at everything.
He got his butt buddy.
What, academics? What you mean? Yeah. What you guys say?
I'm just saying, he over here putting a timer on Kendrick's drop count, bro. He said, it's day 4 without Kendrick responding, bro. Like, you got people like that trying to, like, prod him, trying to poke the bear. Like, it's not going to work, bro. He going to drop when he drop. Like you said, like, just be patient. It's going to happen. Shit, it could drop after we drop this video, like an hour after. You never know. It could drop before.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're playing Russian roulette right now, but it's the way the game goes, man. So,
J. Cole making the smart decision, even though I didn't fully like it, it was a smart decision, because unless he wanted to get messy or he wanted to pick a side, right?
Yeah, he would have been by himself.
He popped up on Future's second album, and it seemed like he might have talked about it, but really, this has obviously been brewing, right? So it kind of makes sense. But it's like, he either would have been by himself, or he would have to really go at Kendrick, because he's not, I feel like it didn't make sense for him to go at Drake unless he has something. You know what I'm saying? Like, while Kendrick and Drake, it's been like, oh, they should battle. I hope, if anything, we get a cool Kendrick track, or maybe even an album. Like, Nigga, do a humble again. Big Sean was talking shit, right? Nigga said he dropped the same day as Big Sean on purpose. Still to this day, like, be petty, man. Give us another catchy. Because I will say this. It wasn't, like, super impressive to me. But it was, again, it was Drake. It was catchy. There was some, as far as, like, recently. This was, like, a bar-heavy Drake song. Like, he's had moments on, like, his newest albums. But, like, this was, yeah, like, okay. People were saying, like, it brought back old Drizzy. I could see it. But we got to see how Kendrick fully responds. It's the difference between a verse and a full track.
It's true. And also, I mean, he hasn't had good topic matter, in my opinion, for like a while. It's been bad out here. But at the end of the day, man, I hope everybody has fun. You know, that's what this is. This is just fun. This is just us just chopping it up about some music that used to get us up in the morning back in the day. You know, I used to be listening to Kendrick and J. Cole and, you know, Drake too sometimes back in the day. It's about time we got this thing going. Feels a little bit like a rap stimulus package, but, you know, I'll take it, bro. I'll take it. I'll take anything at this point.
Yeah, people needed this, obviously. People need drama.
Oh, yeah. Can't live without the drama. So, DJ Khaled, sorry, you'll never be able to make an album again.
The media, like, being on Drake's side isn't really shocking, but it is interesting to see them build up Drake's case so much. And it is interesting to see people basically, I wouldn't say turn their back on Kendrick, but kind of like, obviously they feel like it benefits them to be on Drake's side more. A lot of people, yeah. Right? You know, so I think that's interesting to see. And I wonder how, knowing this, and he probably already knew this, but let's see how he responds to that in general. Because you know when you do drop, this is going to be the big difference with Pusha T. Pusha T was a way smaller artist as far as, like, you know, to most people. And it was like, oh, okay, like, he came hard and people maybe weren't expecting that. Because it's like, oh, Pusha T's going to lose, especially after W, right? Nigga, some people think Kendrick's going to lose. He is an underdog, but he's not a total underdog. So it's like, it's going to be a different dynamic, especially with the media already picking a side, obviously. You know, we're biased. We're Kendrick fans. We like Kendrick's music, but it's like, I do admit that this was a cool track. I just want to see more from it, you know? I want to see where this goes, especially when one person responds. And after seeing Rick Ross's response, I'm like, okay, I kind of see where it can go. Like, that was kind of messy, especially coming from someone who they used to work together all the time. So it's like, let's see when it's someone who we've worked together a few times. Obviously, you put me on at one point, but like, now Kendrick's on a different level. He's like, he's in a different lane. So it's like, now they're converging again. Let's see how it works. Cause
I think it's not like completely unfair that, you know, Drake got the media on his side. Cause like you said, man, what is this, a 20v1? You know, like,
yeah,
hella people dogpiling on him. He's got to have,
and he drops more.
Yeah, he's got to have somebody on his side. He's got a case. You know, it's definitely not like he's a bum. I mean, we would easily fool you the way we talk about him, but he's not.
Don't throw me what? In there. I know, yeah. I have my past, but
nah, you a hater, like, bro.
No, COB was solid. For All My Dogs wasn't that good, but it was like, it has some tracks. Like, he knows how to make tracks. It's at that point where I just expect tracks from him. So this was another good track to really good.
Ever
track.
Since More Life, cool. Man, to be honest.
What happens if Kendrick does drop a track and it is whack? Like, I'm admitting, like, this is a solid track. Kendrick, he's beef with people. He's dissed people. He's kind of hinted, like, you don't want beef with me. But, like, it's going to be interesting to see how the public reacts to him beefing with the biggest.
If he loses, if he drops something that's whack, he goes into full recluse mode and only comes out of his hermit shell every 10 years and gives us a masterpiece each time. And That's all we're going to get from him for the rest of our lives, you know, if he loses.
If he does, I think he would take it on the chin. That's what I'm saying, if it's a clear thing, because I think this is going to be a debate if the track is solid. Like, it's going to be a debate. It's not going to be like, oh, Kendrick won, you know what I'm saying?
I just can't, like, conceptualize a reality where he doesn't come something that's, like, crazy. It just doesn't seem realistic, you know?
But think about it. When Pusha T did it, I was kind of worried. I'm like, Pusha T might automatically lose just because the media is glazing. It's like, okay, they're already preempting, like, this is going to be a loss for Kendrick no matter what he says. So, I think, like I'm saying, Pusha T had more to win. Kendrick does too, but it's like, it's a little bit different.
It's a narrative.
People already put them against each other. Yeah, so it's like, we'll see how that goes. If he just drops something that's bad, that's like, even we both say, it's like, what did you do, bro? It's going to be a weird time. Because as someone who's a Kendrick fan, I've always argued that Kendrick has more depth. He's a more skilled rapper, so if he fails me on that front, I don't know what I'm going to say. Yeah.
10 years worth of arguments down the drain. Damn.
Yeah, man. Niggas going to get on me, so. That's what I'm saying. I changed my opinion all the time. We reviewed CLB, and I said I didn't really like it, and then now I kind of, it's a solid Drake album, so. Shit changes, so we'll see. I don't think it's going to change with this, though. I don't.
That's why we didn't come on and talk about it, you know? Why not give the people what they want?
As long as he doesn't apologize. Kendrick, please do not fucking get on stage or something and apologize. I swear, like, at least until you respond. Take your time. Don't do what J. Cole would do. Even though I give J. Cole props for that shit, don't do what J. Cole did. Because if you did, yeah, I don't know what to say at that point. That would be insane.
I'm just going to completely go to underground rap. I'm exiting the mainstream.
We're already at that point down there.
No, I'm just going to resign. You know, the 20-year-old and lower audience don't give a fuck about them old lyrical niggas. They said, Drake and Kendrick, they old lyrical. You know, we listen to Summers now.
Yes, autumn. This not a regular Jeep. You think I'm a regular star? This one a SRT. Somebody to die in this car. That's what people want nowadays. So it's going to be interesting to see, because people are already saying Kendrick's a lyrical, miracle rapper. If he goes that approach, people might just hate on it just because of that. Because it's like, oh, you didn't make a slapper like Drake and you still don't have the hits. You know what I'm saying? So, especially after Damn, Bro, he proved that he can make hits while also making a super deep album. It can 100%. Be
done. 100%.
I saw a clip of Joe Budden where he said, like, and this could be a way Kendrick responds, like, what if Drake playing to the Mike Jackson thing? Sometimes people allege that Drake likes younger girls. I mean, I saw clips of stuff. I'm like, okay, that is kind of suspect. But again, that's none of my business. But what if he does go that angle with Drake saying he is the king and he's like Michael Jackson? I saw Joe Budden kind of say that. I was like, that is a crazy point. Like, what if he does actually do that? Because people on Twitter are saying that would be insane if he goes that route. Especially because he's talking about his wife, right?
That nigga made Billie Jean. You say he touched those kids? He wouldn't do
that. He wouldn't do that. I don't know.
Nah, he loves Mike too much.
People did take that line out of context. I did just take it as like a face value and just like what people say about their music. I don't think he was disrespecting Mike, but there's allegations, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't even have to say like Michael Jackson did it, but there's allegations against you just like Mike. Is there something there? Like, he could, I'm not going to say, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, I wonder.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, he could, bro. I don't think
he's going to do that because that's messy as fuck. But if it did go there,
why are you texting Millie Bobby Brown?
If he did go there, you know, especially with that connection. Joe Budden dissed Drake at one point, and he's in that industry, so that could be him putting two and two together and seeing that. I think that's a cool point. That would be insane, too, so we'll see. We'll see.
Thank y'all so much for checking out this episode of Hip Hop Babies. Y'all know we love to do this shit. Thank y'all, Kendrick and Drake, for beefing. I appreciate your rap stimulus package. Really made me feel good about the content I'm making. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We got a Patreon as well. You know, we're going to add some tiers to that so y'all can fund us. If you got any music or an artist that you really like or something you want us to review, send it to us. The email is thhbpodcast@gmail.com. So go ahead and send it there or DM us. We're open on the DMs. We always respond. So just let us know. Thank y'all so much. And I'm going to pass it off to Ray.
This is a moment. I'm excited that we'll see where this goes from here. Thank you for watching. Like Deadly said, thank you for beefing, even though, you know, I'm all for peace. But like I said with Megan versus Nicki, right? As a hip-hop fan, I do want to see smokes. So this is the moment people have been waiting for. Let's see how it goes. With that being said,
peace.